A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. The word of God continued to spread and grow. After Barnabas and Saul completed their relief mission, they returned to Jerusalem, taking with them John, who is called Mark. Now there were in the church at Antioch prophets and teachers: Barnabas, Simeon, who is called Niger, Lucius of Cyrene, Manan, who is the close friend of Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul. While they were worshiping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, "Set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them." Then, completing their fasting and prayer, they laid hands on them and sent them off. So they, sent forth by the Holy Spirit, went down to Cilicia, and from there sailed to Cyprus. When they arrived in Salamis, they proclaimed the word of God in the Jewish synagogue. The word of the Lord. Many years ago, I heard a preacher refer to the Acts of the Apostles as the Acts of the Holy Spirit. That title captures the essence of today's reading, and it captures the reality, I believe, of the mission, the work of disciples today engaged in God's mission, cultivating and bearing the fruits of the Holy Spirit: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. The word of God continues to spread and to grow today, as it has from the very beginning. Rooted in the community of faith, gathered together, worshiping and fasting, with minds and hearts set on living the will of God. Through worship and fasting, the church at Antioch cultivated fertile ground for listening and receiving guidance from the Holy Spirit. We are told while they were worshiping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, "Set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them." If you have ever prayed, "God, please show me what you want me to do with my life," or some version of this prayer, the Holy Spirit gives to us today the wisdom of our ancestors. It's the wisdom of discernment. One element, worship, to begin with a stance of gratitude and recognition of who God is in my life. Fasting. We create an inner space of openness, silence, letting go, and waiting. And third, we are prepared to listen and to receive. We are in a stance of trust that the gentle nudge, affirmation, inner assurance, and peace that comes from the Holy Spirit will come. We may be tempted to want and to wait for the loud, clear voice of experience, as we might imagine it in today's reading, the loud voice of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit said. However, the Holy Spirit, as we know, is much more prone to the soft, gentle inner voice that leads us to a place of inner knowing. Inner knowing that we too are sent. I pray today that today and every day we are able to go forth with the conviction and confidence of Barnabas and Saul, and that we hear too the Holy Spirit sending forth, sent forth by the Holy Spirit, they proclaimed the word of God.